Good morning. Last week we started our series on prayer, and I spoke about the first line of the Lord's Prayer, which says, Our Father. We're looking at prayer this term because we know that everything flows from our understanding of God and our relationship with Him. And if we don't get this right, we don't nurture this relationship, and then we ignore the very thing that anchors us and equips us. As a church, we want to be Jesus-centered. It's one of our key values for everything we do to flow from the relationship we have with God. Prayer is the portal into life with God. Prayer is essential for the life of a follower of Jesus. The one thing the disciples asked Jesus to teach them was how to pray. They didn't ask him to teach them how to do miracles or how to preach. They asked him to teach them how to pray. Why was that? I wonder if it was maybe because they observed him, the rhythm of prayer in his life, and how who he was and what he did flowed from his prayer life, from his life with the Father. They saw him enjoying relationship with his Father. Prayer for Jesus was the medium through which he communed with the Father. Prayer was the way that Jesus set time aside. Sometimes, when there were seemingly very good things he could also have been doing, like preaching or healing, instead, he set time aside to deepen his relationship with the Father. Throughout the book of Luke, throughout the Gospel, Luke has this running theme. In Luke 5:16, he says, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. In Luke 6:12, he says, One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. Then Luke 9:28 says, Jesus took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto a mountain to pray. Luke 11 then says, Lord, teach us to pray, as the disciples come to Jesus. Lord, teach us to pray. We are a people who follow in the way of Jesus. And because prayer was his way, we are choosing to make prayer our way. So prayer is important. It is essential. And it is primarily about relationship and living life with God. It's so important that we get that part right. We're going to look at other things about prayer later on in the series, but primarily and foundationally, it is about relationship with God. Walking through life with Him, conversing with Him. It's the way we become like Him. It's the way we learn from Him, and it's the way we share who we are with Him and realize that we are known by Him and loved by Him. Think about an important relationship that you have at the moment. Think about how you enjoy spending time with that person. I wonder why you do that, why you enjoy spending time with that person. What is it about the relationship you have? And whatever the reasons, I bet there is something in there about feeling like you can be yourself, that the person knows you and accepts you. It's a person with whom you can share your joys and your sadnesses with them, and know that they are with you. And we choose to spend time with these relationships, don't we? Because of these values. At its most important, this is what relationship with God is. It's about knowing Him and being known by Him. It is not primarily about asking for things, although that is a part, but that can only be done well in the context of the relationship, knowing God and being known. The disciples saw the importance of this to Jesus, and they asked Him to teach them to pray. Luke 11. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. Okay, let's pause at this point. I wonder what you're feeling or thinking right now. And I want to encourage you to be honest with yourself and with God about your prayer life. What challenges do you face in prayer? Maybe like me, you struggle with prayer. So whilst you're thinking about your own prayer life, here are my honest thoughts. For me, prayer is hard to do. There are so many distractions around me. My mind is full of things always that need attending to, and I find it so difficult to clear the space to be able to spend time with God. My phone, which has many good apps on it that help me pray and read the Bible, also pulls me in all sorts of directions. Sometimes I'm using a prayer app on my phone to pray, and then a message will pop up and I'm distracted again. Sometimes I wonder if my prayers work. Maybe you sometimes tend towards the attitude that things are going to happen anyway, so what is the point of prayer? If, like me, you think or feel some of these things, then can I invite you to journey with me and the team here at Philly to pursue learning how to pray? Will you, with me, say the words the disciples said to Jesus? Lord, teach us how to pray. Lord, teach me how to pray. Because I've also experienced how prayer has reminded me of the beauty of who God is, that he is holy, that he's kind, that he's loving, gracious, forgiving, and transforming. I've experienced through prayer the reminder that everything about me and my life matters to God, and the same is true of you. I've experienced people when I've traveled around the world who've told me stories about how prayer changed situations. I remember a man called Shakar in Bangladesh who'd converted from Hinduism to Christianity and had suffered because of this decision. His family no longer accepted him and his father had disowned him. He told me how prayer was very precious to him, how he'd learnt the love and the closeness of Jesus to him through prayer. And he told me how he prayed for his mother and his father, and how eventually his mother had come to faith in Jesus. And he told me that this was an answer to his prayers. Meeting Shakar reminded me of the importance of prayer and how he continues to pray along with his sister for their father, believing that one day that prayer will be answered. I think God is inviting you and me as individuals and together as a church into a deeper relationship with him. And the portal into that relationship is prayer. Wherever you feel you are at with your prayer life, and I am very thankful for many of you who I consider to be prayer warriors in this church, running prayer gatherings, being part of WhatsApp groups that are catalyzing prayer, we all would say, I suspect, that we feel like we could go deeper in prayer. Not because we have to or because it's a duty, that's religion, and I personally don't want any part of that, but because the Father is inviting us to, because relationship with Him is what matters before anything else. As we choose to spend time with Him, like we would with any relationship that matters, we learn His heart, we share our own hearts, and we learn to trust Him as He shapes us to become more like Him. Lord, teach us to pray. This honest request to God will transform our lives and transform our church, not just for our sakes, but so that we are then able to invite others into the same relationship with their Heavenly Father. Last week, I talked about the one line, Our Father, and how revolutionary it was for Jesus to use a child's way of addressing their father. He says, Abba, Father, which is a child's way of talking to their father. How Jesus used this way to reflect how we are invited to address God. This was Jesus saying, this is a God who is near to us, not distant, who looks at us like a father looks at his child and welcomes that child's attention. The Father looks at you today and welcomes your attention. One thing I didn't emphasize was the word our in our Father, that we together choose to pursue relationship. We look to our Father God together. Sometimes I will choose to seek him on my own, but I'll also choose to seek him alongside you. I will seek to encourage you and the people I'm journeying with in pursuit of deeper relationship with God to help you to learn to pray. And you will do the same for me. You will help me to learn to pray. He is our Father and we seek him together. This is why we have collective times of prayer in services or on Zoom. For example, the justice prayer that happens every month. It's why we have a prayer room upstairs where every day as a team we pray. If you haven't seen it, please today go and have a look at the prayer room. Anyone who is able is invited to join the team every morning, Monday to Thursday, in the prayer room. We are there usually from 8:30 until 9:30, and you can join us for any of that time to pray with us. It's why in this season we're encouraging you with others to use the prayer room. You can book it out using a link, maybe for your community, maybe for you and some friends to spend some time in the prayer room seeking God. And this next week we'll be sending out details of how you can do that. The words of the prayer Jesus taught the disciples in response to their request to teach them to pray go on to say, Our Father in heaven. That phrase in heaven is better translated, Our Father in the air. Think about that, how close the air is to you right now as you sit with these headphones on. That is how close the Father is to you. Holy is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This first half of the prayer is all about orientating ourselves around the truth of who God is, framing our perception around our understanding of God. It is a choosing to enter into who God is. As we declare the prayer, we are reminded He is holy. You are holy, God. You have a kingdom, a reign that is good. Let that reign be on earth as it is in heaven. We're calibrating ourselves towards God and His priorities, the things of heaven on earth, and we begin to dream of and to pray for and live lives that seek to change the present with the things of heaven. Prayer focuses on the truth of heaven and motivates us to see those things become a reality on earth now. Prayer aligns us with the assignment of heaven to bring the culture of the kingdom to earth now. So over the next few Sundays, we will explore prayer. There are books, apps, and ideas that we'll recommend. There are some out today on the tables, but remember, it starts with relationship. The Father inviting you and me to know Him better, to draw near to Him, and He isn't far away. Jesus teaches how to pray. Will you join me and the team in asking him to do this? Not long ago, Alma, one of our mission partners from Albania, came and spoke to the church. She spoke a prophetic word to us that I want to remind us of. I think we need to take it seriously. She said, "I feel God inspiring you. Use every little breath that you have to pray before him. And I feel him saying, do that and you'll see if I'll not shake heaven and earth for you. All your prayers, you'll see that they will be answered because I'm opening up the wells of the awakening in this city, and I'm opening up even the wells of awakening in this nation. It isn't just about Sheffield, it's about all England. It is a transition time in this nation when God is shifting and moving things toward his direction. It's a new season, and it's a new wind that is coming. Use every little breath you've got to pray." So in these last few seconds, before you take the headphones off, can I encourage you to pause and remember, he is as close as the air is to your skin right now. Choose to say to him, "Lord, teach me to pray. Lord, teach me to pray." Amen.